Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. A US congressional panel investigating alleged leadership failures during the American withdrawal from Afghanistan has heard from its first witnesses. One described in graphic detail a suicide blast as the Americans were preparing to leave the country. Peter Bowes has the details.
A former Marine, Tyler Vargas Andrews, broke down several times as he described the suicide bombing that killed 13 US service members along with scores of Afghan civilians. He said his body was overwhelmed from the trauma of the blast. He said he'd seen the bomber only hours before the attack. The suspect matched a description given to troops by US intelligence, but he said soldiers were denied permission to shoot. He told the committee the withdrawal had, in his opinion, been a catastrophe with an inexcusable lack of accountability.
The charity Doctors Without Borders has said further gang violence in Haiti has forced the temporary closure of its hospital in the capital. Kat Wiener reports.
The NGO said Haitians looking for treatment at its facility in the impoverished district of Cité Soleil had become collateral victims of warfare just metres away from the hospital. In a statement, it said there had been crossfire at the entrance gates of the hospital and violent intrusions into the building itself. It's the fourth hospital that MSF has had to close in less than 2 years. Gang violence and kidnappings have risen since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021.
Hundreds of riot police have moved in on demonstrators outside Parliament in the Georgian capital Tbilisi. They're using tear gas, water cannon and stun grenades to push back the protesters. Tens of thousands rallied for a second night to oppose a bill they say is modelled on a Russian one used to suppress civil liberties. Rehan Dimitri reports from Tbilisi.
Protesters in the Georgian capital Tbilisi erected barricades from street benches and rubbish bins on the main avenue close to the country's parliament. They blocked another road in the city centre by parking cars and have called on citizens to join the protest. Earlier, the opposition gave an ultimatum to the government to reverse its decision on a controversial foreign agents law, which passed its first reading on Tuesday, sparking mass protests. Georgian television showed live images of people struggling to breathe and coughing from tear gas.
A special court in Colombia says it will charge 10 former FARC rebels for recruiting children for its war against the state. The court said the FARC recruited boys and girls as a military strategy. It said the 10 would also face charges for crimes against humanity, including the use of anti-personnel landmines and kidnappings. The court has been investigating more than 18,000 cases of child soldier recruitment during 5 decades of FARC's armed uprising. World News from the BBC. Chile's left-wing president has suffered a setback to his social reform programme after the country's lower house rejected a finance bill which included a new wealth tax. The government of Gabriel Boric was seeking to recoup an extra 3.6% of gross domestic product to finance extra spending on social security, health, education and pensions. Thousands of Turkish women have defied a ban on protests on International Women's Day and rallied in Istanbul for what they called a feminist night march. Police prevented them from reaching Taksim Square in the city centre, but allowed them to carry on with their march for a while, although later they used tear gas to disperse them. Yesil Ergenkan is one of many women who showed up to the march.
I hope that this is the last year that we're facing the barricades, that this is the last 8th of March where we're locked in the back streets. But hey, we women are still here.
The Dutch government says it will restrict the export of certain types of equipment used to make microchips on the grounds of national and international security. This comes after pressure from the United States to get the Netherlands to restrict China's access to high-end chip technology. The government did not mention China by name. Scientists in Japan say they've been able to create mice with two biological fathers after creating eggs from male cells. Professor Katsuhiko Hayashi from Osaka University said it opens up new possibilities for human reproductive treatments. Scientists believe they've uncovered more evidence that water on Earth may be older than our sun. They detected signatures of heavy water in a star in the Orion constellation that's still being formed and believe the data provides the missing link they've been waiting for to understand more about how the solar system and Earth got its water. The research suggests its origins lie in icy asteroids or comets from outside the solar system. BBC News.